There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedatum. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Yes, here we go on a Monday. Pauly Howard, Matt Youmans, Follow the Money, Michael Lombardi in an hour. What a weekend it was. Upset Sunday in the NFL. Great Saturday. We knew it would deliver in college football. The MLB playoffs have been nuts. A lot to get to coming up, win-lose, recap the weekend, 60-50-1 tickets, Monday Night Football, pivotal Game 5, Yankees in Cleveland, a lot to get to coming up. How you doing, sir?
Great. You know, the expectations for Saturday college football were high.
Yes.
That exceeded expectations. That's one of the best Saturdays in a long time.
Yeah, all those games, well, wow. Except for the Michigan game, right? Those other games delivered with the Utah finish, the Alabama finish, what happened in TCU. Absolutely. Yesterday in the NFL was upset Sunday, six dogs outright. The players got crushed. The books, teasers, parlays, all out. But Tampa Bay goes down. It was just one of those days. So we'll get the survivor coming up in 10 minutes. But this was one of those days in the NFL where nobody was safe and upsets all over the place.
Think how bad it would be in the Circus Survivor contest if the Rams had lost.
Oh, yeah.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
The contest would be over by week 10.
Yeah, that's right. No. That's right.
But it was a day for the dogs in the NFL on Sunday, but you had to play the right dogs, as usual. I didn't have all the right dogs yesterday.
Yeah. Giants, outright.
Jets, I had
outright.
The Packers. Right.
Packers and Buccaneers, both 3-3. Seattle tied for first. Atlanta tied for first. Yeah. This doesn't make any sense, right? This is what you look up. It's like, other than the Carolina, everyone's going to give you a tough game on Sunday.
I know.
Right? I mean, it was what happened with Tampa Bay. Green Bay getting routed at home after the London game and thinking they're going to turn around after that second half. The 49, what a job by Art Smith. Atlanta's 6-0 ATS. So many good stories here in the NFL.
Nobody gave that team a shot.
No.
Nobody.
No way.
I was on a radio show with Jimmy Ott in Baton Rouge over the summer, ESPN Radio. Uh-huh. And he was getting ready to tape an Atlanta Falcons preview. And he said, what do you think of the Falcons? I said, well, I think they're going to be a little bit better than people think, because when everybody agrees that a team stinks, usually that team's overachieves. And in the NFL, you typically have to think like a contrarian if you're going to be successful. Now, I never saw this coming from the Falcons either. 3-3 through six games, 6-0 against the spread.
No way.
What they have done to this point is remarkable. That said, Arthur Smith is not even in the Coach of the Year conversation right now.
How about that? Isn't that crazy?
You got two guys in the NFC East who are doing great work.
Right? Yeah, yeah. Definitely. I still think, now, plus 115 is lunacy, which he was last week. But it's going to be, you can't catch Sirianni if they win 14 or 15 games. But between him, Daboll, what's going on with the Jets, Art Smith, there's a lot of candidates here. The coach of the year is a great race right now with a lot of surprises.
And you're right. It could change. I mean, right now it looks like those are the two horses leading the race, talking about Sirianni and Daboll. But it's far from over. But right now I think those are the two horses setting the pace.
Yes.
No question.
Sunday night the Eagles win again and they cover. Got a little hairy there in the fourth quarter. But Cooper Rush turned into a pumpkin. That finally happened with the interceptions. They get Dak back next week. Defense hung in there, but again, the second quarter out of Philly, so good, and why Sirianni's done an excellent job, although one thing they have to fix we'll get to in a second, but you just see how tough that offense is when you can, that pass play they used to Brown, where you get Goddard involved, the running game, the great offensive line, and they built the 20-point lead before they had to hang on late, but the defense, again, was Slay and Bradbury and Johnson. I mean, this team is the real deal. And they've done such a great job this entire season, offensively and defensively, and now they undefeated going into the buy-in in first place.
Yeah, you know, the Eagles' defense is solid on all three levels. And when you look at the offense, it's hard to find a weakness. Best team in the NFL right now.
Yeah.
It is. And 6-0, not much of a debate you would get from people on that, but how many people thought the Eagles were going to be the best team in the NFL 2 months ago? You know, not many. I actually got the Eagles a plus 185 to win the NFC East here at Circus Sports in August, early August, late July.
Did the Smith injury happen yet?
What Smith?
Or Dallas? Offensive line?
Yeah, that was before that. Well, before that. Sorry.
Okay.
That was right before the season, wasn't it? Tyron Smith?
I'm surprised the odds were that low. Yeah.
Plus 185 on the Eagles. Now, at that point, we didn't think the NFC East was going to be that great.
Absolutely.
Now it's an outstanding division except for the Washington Commodores.
Yes, yeah. Right. The Well, the one thing they have to fix, though, is the third quarter issues. And they went to sleep again, but this team has too much talent, and he's too good of a coach to have this. That is the last five games, they have a total of 3 points in the third quarter.
What
and that's unacceptable, and I can't explain that.
I can't
either. Because he is a good coach, and they have made the adjustments, because you see how good they are in the second quarter. But that doesn't – I'm at a loss for words on why they're so bad in the third quarter. But they fall asleep again. They hang on late. The drive was beautiful to score the touchdown then, and then they fail on the two-point try, and then they get the stop, and Dallas misses the field goal, and they run the clock out. So they win and cover, win by nine, and improved to 6-0. But, you know, if it's not the end of the world if you're Dallas. They were able to do this, and I'm shocked. They survived the Dak injury, right? You get him back next week against the Lions, and you figure to win that game, and the defense has been fantastic.
Yeah, do you think that missed field goal by the Cowboys mattered to anyone?
Oh, God, huge. I thought they were going to go right down the field, though, too.
I know.
Incomplete. He tries the 58-yard field goal, and it's no good, right? Enormous implications.
You're exactly right with what you said. So the Eagles put up 20 points in the second quarter last night, and I'm thinking, okay, we talked about this last week. Philadelphia is the best first-half team in the NFL. If you're live betting this game at halftime, you're thinking, or if you're looking at a second-half bet or you're live betting the game in the third quarter, you think now's the time to bet the Cowboys. Because the Eagles, like you said, fall asleep at the wheel for some reason in the third quarter. It happened again last night.
Yeah. They're dead 15, 20-1 to win the game in play. And next thing you know, it's 20-17.
Yeah.
And then the Eagles finish them off with that great drive. Sirianni, after the game, asked about how the win feels.
Now, they all count the same, right? All of them count for one win, right? That didn't count for two wins. That was still one win. And so, you know, our next biggest game is the next one. But it's sweet. Yeah, it's sweet because this is a cool division.
He's right about that. And that leads us into, like you just said, the NFC East. I mean, they have had this incredible season, and they only have a one-game lead.
Yeah.
But the story with the Giants and finding a way to win, pulling one out of the fire again, this is also shocking what's gone on. The Jets, they couldn't get a stop last year. The defense has turned it around. Well, Hall's playing. They're fortunate against Pittsburgh, and also the come-from-behind win. They had no chance, but seemingly no chance against Cleveland. But what the Giants are doing, and Danny Dimes and Barkley and and the very falls down. Very important there as Barkley falls down and they take the knee, but the Giants come back down 10.
You know, Sirianni said it's one game, but it actually in a division like this, that counts as a little bit more than one game. You cannot lose home division games when you're in a tight battle like this with the Cowboys and the Giants. So that game was really important last night to the Eagles. But it's amazing, I think, that the Giants keep this role going, because I heard people after week three saying they still had the Giants rated as one of the five worst teams in the NFL. And now they're 5-1.
Yeah.
So what do you do with the power rating on this team? Do you believe, are the Giants legit? Are the Jets legit? I think you have to start to believe at this point.
It's a tough call. I mean, the same thing with Minnesota. Minnesota somehow is 5-1.
Right.
But remember, they couldn't win a close game last year. Now that's all they're doing. Yeah. And they get, you know, Thompson gets hurt. They put Bridgewater in there. He puts up good numbers, and then it got close late.
You know what, Paul, when that happens too, it's kind of a snowball effect sometimes. We saw it with the Raiders last year, and it happens the whole season. You win all these close
games.
That's
good call. Good point.
And it continues for the whole season.
That's right.
Or you lose all the close games, and that continues for the whole season.
Yes.
So it looks like this trend for the Giants, I'm not going to bet against it, let's put it that way.
It's 20-10 in the fourth quarter, and then the Giants make their comeback, and then it looks like it's over. And Baltimore has a 3rd-and-1, and they convert on the quarterback sneak with Jackson. But Stanley's lined up wrong, so that's a penalty. And then the bad snap, and he forces it with the interception. And for the third time in 6 weeks, the Ravens have blown a double-digit second-half lead. Here's Harbaugh talking about the issues and not finishing in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, we've got to take responsibility for that. We've got to find a way to do it. And it comes to coaches and players. I mean, we've got to come up with calls. We've got to coach our guys better in those situations, you know, to be in the right spot, play the right leverage. Block the play the correct way, whatever it might be. Those are the things we've got to do a better job of, and players got to take responsibility as well. It's just us. And I told them, it's us. It's us together. All of us together. It's 6 games into the season. We're in good position, big picture-wise. Let's get to where we can be and where we need to be, where I think we all can see we should be. It's our responsibility to do it, though, and we got to go get the job done.
Jesus, Mr. Positive. I wouldn't say I don't know about that. You can't keep blowing leads like this. That game was over. You blew it. You had a 10-point lead late. And then you can't line up correctly. Horrible job by Jackson to force the throw on the interception. Yeah. The game was over. You have a 10-point lead, and the Giants can't move the ball. You let them in the game, back in the game, and then you lose the game. Again, horrible job by Baltimore. But that's such is life in the NFL.
Yeah, you would not expect this from a coach like Harbaugh and a veteran quarterback like Lamar Jackson, but it's happening. I don't think Harbaugh has any choice but to be positive there. But, I mean, 6 games into the season, you don't want to talk negatively. That kind of affects the whole locker room. I think they probably have enough negative thoughts as it is. When you blow 3 double-digit leads, you're not feeling too good about yourself.
Yeah, I know. That's unacceptable. Can't keep happening. Tucker missed a field goal, too. Oh, that was from way out. Fall sports in full swing. Bet Rivers Online. Book your home for all the latest lines, odds, and boost. Whether it's football, hockey, basketball, or baseball, Bet Rivers has you covered. Join them every week for new promotions. Tuesday hockey, first goal insurance. Friday night college football bet. And get ready for Sunday football parlay insurance and more. Head to BetRivers.com or download the app today. It's a whole new game. Up next, you won't believe the difference between this year to last year in the Survivor field. Straight ahead, follow the money, Visa, and the Sports Betting Network.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field.
Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
VSiN Pro subscribers get access to the best betting talent in the game. If you haven't subscribed yet, they have a great midseason offer to make you a smarter, better. Sign up now for $99 VSiN Pro access all the way through the Super Bowl. You get everything VSiN has to offer. 24/7 live shows, subscriber-only betting guides to the College Bowl season and the Super Bowl. Best bet in the game, $99 VSiN Pro through the Super Bowl. Sign up now, VSiN.com/subscribe. Bills do it again, going through this gauntlet. You have to start out with the champs on the road. Say what you want. Tennessee was the one seed last year. They beat them. They have to go to Kansas City. They had to go to Miami. And had to go to Baltimore. And here they are, 5-1. And the what if the Bills got off to a hot start? That's exactly what happened, and that was enormous for the one seed in the AFC as they beat the Chiefs. I was shocked by the score, and then it was, Romo nailed it. But 24-20 Buffalo, and Allen, the late touchdown pass to get the win. This defense, even with all the injuries, continues to be the story. They have held their opponents to 17 points in the second half on the season. Great job, Buffalo.
Yeah, the Bills went to KC about the same time last year in the regular season and blew out the Chiefs 38-20 and still did not get the number one seed in the AFC, and they had to go to Kansas City in a playoff game and blew the lead with 13 seconds to go. Josh Allen right now has got to be your MVP. You think so? How about these numbers?
Yeah, he's the favorite. Hurts hasn't put up big enough numbers, but
How about this? The last three games against the Chiefs, including that playoff game, Allen has 970 passing yards, 10 TDs, no picks. He's been great against the Chiefs. He's outplayed Patrick Mahomes in those games. And like you said, that was a very important win for Buffalo to get. It was not about the revenge factor for the playoff game. Revenge is going to come in the postseason if they get it.
Very important, though, that they have to get the one seed.
You want to get the one seed.
They should
make
get the one
seed. Go to Buffalo.
That's right. That's right. The other thing, though, the issue right before halftime again.
How about if you had a first half bet on the Bills?
Oh, terrible. I know. Why do they continue? This continues to happen against them.
You can't.
There's 15 seconds again. Yeah. After what happened last year, you think McDermott would figure this out? Come on. They give it up again. I know we hit from 62, but come on. You can't allow this to happen. You gave him 3 free points again. It almost cost you the game.
I mean, when Josh Allen hits that TD pass with 15 seconds left, you think if you bet the Bills in the first half, just won that bet. Bang! They hit a 60-yard field goal in your face to tie the game. You can't, like you said, that you cannot allow that to happen. The Bills would have been a Super Bowl team last year if they managed the last 13 seconds of that game properly. Why does Sean McDermott allow that to happen?
Just protect the sidelines and don't give them up that soft stuff in the middle. You know, you back up so much and you just give it to them.
Right?
I mean, last year it was Kelce and Hill, and then for back-to-back years when that was the whole story.
Well,
unacceptable.
The kickoff was a big problem in the playoffs.
That's right. That's right. Right. So that was a tough beat, but also if you had the over in the Giants game, and you know someone who had a huge bet on the over in that game, as Barkley falls down. I thought for sure he was going to score, that he falls down, they take the knee, and that's it, 24-20, total 45.
Actually, let's hear from Ian Eagle on the call, because it's 24-20, and it looks like Saquon Barkley is going to score the touchdown to put this over the total of 45.5.
Extra offensive lineman, hand it off. Barkley spin move. He should go down after the first down, and he will! Smart football from Barkley and the Giants. With 1:17 left, Baltimore cannot win this game.
He's right. CBS, good call. Yeah. Did the right thing. You know what? And yes, it's not supposed to happen with the Browns game. But when you give a team a chance, even if it's 99.9% of that one chance, and the guy gets behind you, onside kick, but that was over, and the Giants win again and improved to 5-1.
Not many running backs would go down right there. A lot of them would take the touchdown. Barkley goes down. Yeah. That game stays under the total. Yeah, he did the right thing. But still, if he scores, you're 99.something% to win the game.
This start that they are 5-0 for the first time since 2009. It's tied for their best record through 6 games in the last 30 seasons. Incredible, that story with the Giants. The other story is what's going on all around the country in survivor pools. And here at Circa, last year, 4,080 people entered Survivor. At this time last year, there were still 2,224 people left. This season, 6,133 entered. After the carnage on Sunday, 382 are left. And 43 have the Chargers tonight. This is bonkers.
So last year at this time, more than 50% of the field remained in Survivor. Right now, I'm just doing that math off the top of my head. What is it, 7% of the field left?
There would have been 107 left if the Rams would have lost.
Right.
Think about that. And Walker didn't have a chance between him and McAdoo, but it was and Wilkes with his play call.
Wow.
But you just see how bad Carolina is. But if they would have went down, my God. But 132 people were on Tampa Bay here at Circa. 102 on Green Bay. 60 on the Niners. 31 on Baltimore. 8 on Arizona. 5 had Cleveland. 1 brave soul had Miami. It didn't work out. So it was 7-12.
Who did you play?
I had Tampa and the Eagles.
Oh, okay. So you still got
one left. Okay. Yes. You see the top selected plays. Rams were number one, and they get through. I couldn't believe it right with Tampa Bay, right? It was astonishing. He never loses to rookie quarterbacks. You figure at least they're going to get theirs and move the ball. They can't run the ball. They don't try to run the ball. Here comes MVP Mitch Trubisky to save the day. The plays he was making, right? The sideline pass on third and long. The other play on third and long. Throws the touchdown pass. Pickett's concussed. But they score 20 points, and that's good enough to win against Tom Brady? It's just okay. But you know, at least it was hard. This week was hard about who do you want? Who didn't you have left? Because they didn't have the Rams available. But who did you feel? Because they didn't want to use a road team with the 49ers. They were so beat up.
Right.
It was a tough week. But I had a lot of confidence in the Eagles. But this is, I mean, to think there's only 382 left, and we're down to 340 if the Chargers stubbed their toe. $6.2 million on the line almost. God.
Wow.
Right. But how about the Brady stuff?
So as far as the Buccaneers go, do you put most of the blame on Brady or the offensive line, or where do you put it? Because Your wife, that's inexcusable to lose that game yesterday. And I did have a small bet on the Steelers plus +9, but I didn't really expect the Steelers to dominate the game from start to finish. And especially with the secondary missing the top three cornerbacks, Minkah Fitzpatrick, the safety, is out. You think the Bucs could be able to throw the ball all day long.
Yeah.
And that wasn't the case at all.
Absolutely.
Bucs did not score an offensive touchdown until the final 5 minutes. How does that even happen? And you see Brady berating his offensive lineman on the sideline. You know, here's the deal.
Come on, Tom.
Shut up, Brady.
Yeah.
All right? You skip training camp for the most part. You take Wednesdays off. You fly to New York for Robert Kraft's wedding. You fly into Pittsburgh separate from the team. Yeah. You weren't prepared for this game either.
That's a bad look. I know he's the GOAT, but come on now. Between this Wednesday off, skipping the walkthrough, Belichick didn't go to the wedding. Belichick didn't go. They won the game as a dog. Tom's right. Laying 10. He went to the wedding, right? And they got beat. Here's Brady afterwards. Things aren't going well. No kidding.
I think, you know, we didn't earn it. We didn't earn the win. So it's a game of earning it, and it's a game of playing well and performing well. And we're just not doing a good job of that. I don't think we've done it for 6 weeks. And I think we're all playing less than what we're capable of, and we've all got to look at ourselves in the mirror and figure out why.
That's what's the problem. Well, they can't run the ball. They're predictable. Sometimes they refuse to run the ball, and they can't get Fournette going. 20 carries for 60 yards. It's like the Rams.
Yep.
The Rams have no running game. Zero.
I know.
And he still wants to run exclusively on first down, McVay, and he's putting him behind the eight.
Well, the Rams' offensive line's a wreck.
Yes.
You know, as far as Brady goes, you know, he ditches his wife and his kids, and he comes back, and he loses to Kenny Pickett and Mitchell Trubisky. It's got to be depressing.
Wow, that was also a Tomlin special, though, too. Got to be depressing. It's a Tomlin special.
I really thought the Steelers were going to show up with a big effort, and they did.
Good for
him. How about Trubisky? You got to tip your cap to the guy. He comes in 9 for 12, 144 yards, a touchdown. He made plays. He played better than Brady.
They have weapons. Again, I still maintain its scheme. I think it's Canada in the scheme. Mitch was holding on to the ball too long early in the season, but when he's not thinking, he just goes out there and lets it rip. It was a hell of a job. And huge upset. Huge, because they kept taking money and went up to 10. It's a Scoop Jackson. You couldn't cash anything. Moneyline parlay, teaser, or lay in the points. So that fantastic season
big
so
game
far
for the books
in the NFL. Yeah. Absolutely. Up next, he stands to win $76 million. And he's the overwhelming favorite. We'll let you know what we're talking about coming up next. Lombardi in half an hour. Win some, lose some in 15 minutes. Paulie Howard, Matt Youmans, VSiN, Follow the Money, the Sports Betting Network.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Fall sports in full swing. Bet Rivers is your home for all the latest lines, odds, and boosts. Whether you're a football, hockey, basketball, or baseball fan, Bet Rivers has you covered. Join them every week for new promotions like Tuesday Hockey First Goal Insurance, Friday Night College Football Bet, and Sunday Football Parlay Insurance and more. Head to BetRivers.com or download the app today at Bet Rivers. It's a whole new game. Well, I didn't expect the baseball playoffs to be March Madness. You got a 5 seed against a 6 seed. In the NLCS, and you might have another team that was a juggernaut during the regular season go bye-bye tonight. Interesting handicap with the Yankees and Guardians here. Pivotal Game 5 coming up. But Mattress Mack, who wins $76 million if the Astros win the World Series, might have to get through Cleveland and Philly to cash those tickets. And it's a hedge with his promotions that he does with his furniture store. I guess the guys who help him out, Frank B. and Anthony Curtis, said he maybe bet too much, but who knows how long. Now the promotion, I mean, if you want a mattress and some furniture in Houston, you say, okay, because it's going to be on the house. So sales are probably through the roof. But imagine if you think 111 wins, Dodgers out, 101 Atlanta wins out, Mets 101 wins out, Yankees 99 wins could be out tonight. Crazy what's happened here.
It is crazy. By the way, if you're going to team up on a gambling venture, Team up with Frank B. and Anthony Curtis.
Sure.
That's a smart thing to do.
Concur.
You can't find a better team than that.
That is very
dynamic
good.
Dynamic
right.
duo. you're right, because the Yankees, 99-win team, on the ropes last night, and Harrison Bader and Gerrit Cole keep the Yankees alive. How about this Harrison Bader story? Three homers in the postseason?
Three in a row?
Wow.
I know. It's like 12-1. 12-1 and 10-1 to go deep. So a move, at least paying off our Cashman there. He got that one right. And Cole was awesome so far in the two games he pitched. So they after the bullpen blew it, the series could be over.
Sick. That was sick what happened to the Yankees in game three on Saturday. They bounced back. Gerrit Cole was not great, but he was definitely good enough. I mean, here's the thing. He allowed two runs in the first four innings. He got taken deep again.
Yeah.
He allowed the leadoff hitter to get on four straight innings, and he had some traffic on the bases. But, hey, the key is to work out of trouble, and he did that in both of his starts in this series.
Mm-hmm. What do you think tonight? What do you expect? Tyone,
who got the
loss in game two against Savale. He hasn't pitched since October 5th.
These starting pitchers are going to be on a short leash tonight. Uh-huh. This is going to be one of those Johnny Holstaff games where every arm is going to be used.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't know what to expect. I have no idea. I'm not laying the 150 on the Yankees.
Can't.
No.
I give the edge to Cleveland because it's going to be a bullpen game, right?
Yep.
And then if something happens to Tyone early, well, Nestor will be available. And he pitched well in game two.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that fluky run, that second run they gave up where he walked the hitter and then the base hit, that came back to bite him. But it 1-7 all-time, winner-take-all games for Cleveland. Had the chance to get it done last night, but I cannot believe the Yankee fans boo Judge.
That's sick. Come on.
He started 0-8 with 7 strikeouts, had one of the best seasons of all time. And what have you done for me lately, okay? Gets off to a bad start, and they boo him at home.
Yeah, there's two ways to look at that. One is to be outraged. How can you boo Aaron Judge? It's ridiculous. But when it comes down to it, it's probably like 1,000 knuckleheads. You know, in a crowd of 50,000 who are booing Judge, and you don't want to paint everything with a broad brush and say all Yankees fans are idiots because they're booing Judge. It's a small group of people booing him. Also, on the flip side is, it is ridiculous to boo this guy, and Judge handles everything the right way. He always says the right thing.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to ask Wayne Krivsky, former Reds GM, when he comes on with us later in the show, what he thinks the chances are the Yankees are going to re-sign him. Who's got the resources, Paul, to make a big push for Aaron Judge in the offseason? The Mets? The San Francisco Giants?
Yep.
Who do you think? Who else would be in play? Would those be the top two?
Yeah, I'd say so. Yeah. Yes. Yes. And if he gets away, my God, imagine that. But I would also maybe look at an unlikely hero tonight, too. I mean, that could happen in a game like this. You never know with a winner.
Harrison Bader.
Well, if he keeps that, imagine that. I mean, if this guy continues to do this too, they also beat Quantrill at home. He had like a 44 game unbeaten streak at home. Great. Someone finally beat Quantrill at home. So this series has had everything. We had the game postponed. You had the incredible comeback in the bottom of the ninth. Looked like they were dead. Yankees bullpen blows it, and then Cole was nails through a ton of pitches in the win, and we get pivotal game five coming up tonight. Three of the four games in the series have stayed under the total. And you see 6.5 and $1.50. What do you think of the NLCS tomorrow? Darvish is going for the Padres. They're $1.25 series favorite. And the Phillies rip right through Atlanta. The bats, every Bryce Harper prop over until further notice. He's locked in.
Well, a lot of times it's about getting hot at the right time. And the Phillies are hot. And Bryce Harper is too. And it's great to see it because, Paul, I mentioned to you, I was in San Diego in July that night. Bryce Harper got hit on the hand by Blake Snell with a pitch, and he's out for what he missed about 6 weeks after that, at least. And but he's back, and he's going to be back in the same stadium where he got hit on the hand. And this is just a great story to see the Padres back in the NLCS for the first time in a long time.
Do you like this?
I do.
You like the upsets?
I do.
What do you think of? I thought the format.
Well, I'm not a Dodgers fan necessarily, right. So not that I hate the Dodgers. I just.
Are you a fan of the format?
No, I want to see longer series.
Okay.
I want to see seven game
makes
series.
Sense. Yeah, play 162 games.
I just don't. I never understood this about baseball. Why you play 162 games? Does it have to be that many? Why don't you play 140? 150. Yep. And then you play seven-game series in the postseason. I think that's the way it should be set up. But, no, I'm not crazy about the shorter series. When the games are more important, you should play longer series.
There are some huge tickets out there. Huge. Dustin, our producer, who sat in for Mitch last week. Everyone knows Dustin. He has the Guardians 90-1.
Does he have a huge ticket?
Well, on odds.
Stand to win like several million?
No, not like Mac. He has the Padres 14-1. I think Mitch and Mike Palm have 9-1. I mean, imagine if they had Tatis. Jesus. Phillies 35-1. I have the Phillies 18-1 to win the National League.
Look at you.
And that was just, Mitch is saying, hey, take a peek at their schedule in September.
What are you going to do with all that money?
imagine if the Phillies, it's like $6,000. Who cares?
Oh, wow.
Imagine if the Phillies make the playoffs, if they go Wheeler and Nolan. I'm like, okay, why not? I'll put some money on that. And then here we go in this NLCS, and the Padres only $1.25. Great matchup.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, we were here at Circa on Saturday night. Derek Stevens, his whole group, we were out here watching the game. And Derek asked me, what do you think the series price is going to be if the Padres hold on here? I said, I'd say San Diego minus 140, 150.
Yeah.
So it's actually 130 right now at Circa. You think that's about right?
Sounds about right. Yeah. Yeah. I'll go along with that. I mean, this offense is hot. How good was that atmosphere? The Hoskins home run, raising his arms, throwing the bat down. They are locked in offensively.
Both of these.
How many runs they scored?
Philadelphia, San Diego, both. These fans are off the hook.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think the NLCS is going to be outstanding. Now, I know a lot of people hate the Yankees, but I'm hoping to see a Yankees Astros.
Oh,
ALCS.
Come on. Absolutely.
Yeah, that would be great.
Oh, that'd be dynamite. Everyone wants to see that outside of Cleveland. You're right. And you have to feel bad for Seattle. I mean, they waited 21 years for this. They end the drought, and then they're finally at home, and they don't score in 18 innings. Are you serious?
And then the excruciating ways that you lost the first two games in Houston.
Right. Yeah. You blow game one. And then you come all the way back, and they were standing them like Carrabis was at the game from DraftKings that we just had on. And he said, well, the guys in front of them were sitting down, and they would yell at him. So we waited 21 years, stand up, right? And they can't get one damn run. They couldn't even get anything going. It's like one rally, and it's impossible what happened. And they lose 1-0 after that long drought and such a good story, and they finally get there, and it's 1-0 in 18 innings. Oh, my God.
I did not watch that game. I was here in studio at Circa with Scott Spreitzer. We do a three-hour NFL preview show on Saturday nights. And at one point, I think halfway through our show, we looked up and said, that game's still going on in Seattle? How long did that game last?
Almost 6 hours,
I think. It was a six-hour game.
Yeah. It was historic what happened. Yeah, absolutely. It was a lot like the Cleveland Tampa game. There's only like one or two rallies the whole game, too.
Right.
Pitchers were the total story there and shut everyone down. My God. But, yes, welcome to March Madness here in October with a 5-6 seed. And we'll see if Cleveland can pull the upset. Another 99-win team goes home as well. NLCS starts tomorrow. And then, again, remember the schedule. Very important. Because you're going to have play 5 days in a row here.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you like your chances with the Phillies?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
I think they had great chance to win this. All right, up next, win some, lose some. We'll recap the betting weekend, the upsets in college football, the NFL, the props that cashed in Major League Baseball, and the NFL props. 60-1, 50-1, 25-1, all cashed over the weekend. We'll run it all down next. VSiN, follow the money, the Sports Betting Network.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. securities. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Molly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
All right, here we go. Steelers plus 360 on the money line. Dogs barking yesterday. Dogs barking all over. Especially, we'll get to college in a second, too. College 34-11 ATS and 15 outright upsets. Jets plus 320. A lot of problems in Green Bay. Oh boy. Green Bay and Tampa Bay 3-3. G-Men plus 210. Atlanta plus 170. Most receiving yards, Tyreek Hill. I guess when he told the reporter, I'll put up numbers with you. Hey, he's right. Thompson starts, gets hurt. Teddy comes in there. Teddy throws for 300 yards. In the loss, 18-1.
We got a new ping pong table coming in this week.
Yeah, right. Matt Ryan, most passing yards, 14-1. He threw 58 times, and he wasn't sacked.
He looked great. You got to admit it. You know, Matt Ryan looked pretty bad at times in the first five games. He looked really good here in week six. And how about the Colts?
I capped that 3-2-1. How?
They got a winning record through six games, as bad as they looked in a majority of the games.
Yep. Most points. Are you ready? Most points this week, Patriots, 50-1. Belichick does it again. Zappi can play 300 yards.
Of course he can.
I mean, he's good at Western Kentucky.
He was great.
17-21 against the Lions. They threw him in the fire against Green Bay and Lambeau.
He had 60 TD passes last year at Western Kentucky.
Yeah.
I love the pick in the fourth round.
Uh-huh.
You know, Mac Jones got a little heat on him when he comes back.
I think so.
He better play well because they got another quarterback who can win.
That was a big win. Big win by New England. And they got hope now. Fewest points, Arizona, 60-1.
Sick.
You're going against one of the worst defenses historically we've seen in a long, long time, right? They don't score. The touchdown was defensive.
Block punt.
Yeah.
Recovered in the end zone.
Block punt, yeah.
The Seattle defense had allowed 430 yards and 30 points per game, and the Cardinals offense gets 3 freaking points.
Well, at least they scored in the first quarter finally. I know.
Oh, yeah. They get that monkey up in that.
But this is, I mean, this is, if he can't get it done Thursday, I don't think he will.
8 straight home losses.
I mean, come on. Come on, man. Can't score against Seattle. Broken.
I got a feeling Michael Lombardi, when we talk to him here in about 15 minutes, he's going to go off on Arizona.
Lowest scoring game, Arizona-Seattle, 25-1. Highest scoring game, Colts-Jags, 18-1. I get horrible read. I had the under. That got 36.5 in play. Then all hell broke loose. Long touchdown run. It's 14-3. Yeah. They're throwing it. And then that turns into a shootout. Atlanta 6-0 ATS. Stanford plus 550 money line. Explain Notre Dame. I can't.
I will. A coach who is in over his head.
Really?
And they just don't have a great quarterback either. So, you know, when you got problems with the coach and the quarterback, this is what happens.
Okay.
So you have an Irish team now that's lost as a 20-point favorite to Marshall and a 16-point favorite to Stanford. What a debacle at ND.
Great story. Tennessee beats Alabama. 3-1 on the money line. Hooker was great. They had a big lead. The last second field goal, tear down the goalpost. We'll get to coming up. Old Dominion plus 350. Georgia Southern 4-1. They pulled the upset. Colorado plus 475. They beat Cal. Michigan State plus 240. Beat Wisconsin in overtime. All the baseball props. Padres to win the series plus 190. Padres minus a game and a half plus 320. Houston in a sweep, 3-1. Friday, Harper was 5-1 to hit a home run. Same Saturday. Friday at William Hill, Harper and Stanton to hit home runs, 20-1. That cashes. Hoskins was plus 550. Yankees Guardians extra innings on Friday, plus 750. Grisham to go deep Friday, 10-1. Saturday and Sunday, Bader to hit a home run, 12-1. Saturday, Astros Mariners extra innings, plus 750. Couple UFC, Martinez round 2 finish 8-1, and Tyara round 2 finish. That was also that was 9-1. Subscribe, be part of the team. VSiN Pro, our radio and podcast friends. Good dog video to start. The older dog is jealous of the puppy. And he comes in here and he's trying to grab as she's kissing the puppy and grabbing it. In fact, show me some affection. Come on. And grabbing and coming in. And he wants. Absolutely jealous there. What do you think of this move? How about 501? They're going to do a movie about John Daly.
Why?
And Jonah Hill is going to play John Daly. Oh, he's had an interesting life, but that you won't see it.
No, I'm not going to watch
it. No? No interest? How about, do you think they got it right with the casting? I think they nailed
sure,
that.
Sure.
Yes.
Oh, where is this movie going to be shown? This is not going to be in theaters. It's going to be like a Netflix movie
or something
or what?
Like that. Right. Absolutely. Probably. And win some. Good for Tennessee. Good for their fans. It's been a long time coming. They had lost 15 in a row to Alabama. They tear the goalpost down and right out of the stadium, and it goes onto the street. And now you have the GoFundMe because they have a game coming up and they don't have goalpost.
They're going to be okay.
Yeah, right. Yes.
They're going to come up with enough money to pay for the goalpost and the fines, and they're going to be just fine.
How good was that game?
Awesome.
That had
awesome
everything. Game. I thought they were going to run them out. Oh, look at that scene.
Wow.
How good
the
is that?
Sea of Orange right there. You know, that game was so good, and you had, you know, arguably the greatest coach of all time in college football makes some mistakes at the end.
Yes, he did.
That allowed,
and O'Brien. You got to run the ball. Can't
the
give them time.
Open the door for Tennessee to win it.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Clock management mistake.
Yep.
Game management mistake.
Are they a four? Are they a four-loss team without Young? They have a lot of issues.
Dude, without
Bryce Young was awesome.
You can make a case right now that Alabama should have 3 losses.
Absolutely. Lose some. Tampa from 7 up to 10 in the over. 42.5 up to 46. No ZD. Colts Jags under. 44 down to 41.5. Seattle Arizona over. 47 up to 51. An in-play dream. Arizona couldn't score. Giants Ravens over. 43.5 up to 46. Atlanta San Francisco over. 43.5 up to 46. Toledo, Kent State under. 68.5 down to 61, no good. Friday night, Texas, San Antonio, Florida International over. 53.5 to 64.5. Kentucky, Miss State over. 47 up to 51. Purdue, Nebraska under. 63.5 down to 56.
You know what? I got to say something. I can't understand why that total dropped.
The Purdue
seven
game?
Points. Yeah, because Nebraska's defense has been so bad. And Purdue's defense is, not exactly great. And what did you see? 80 total points scored in that game, 43 to 37.
UAB Charlotte over 58.5 up to 65. That was no good as well. Bad for the books. Bengals pick up the 3. I know they're 3-3, but still, they were fortunate to win that game. Come on. All the injuries with New Orleans. Falcons plus 6.5 down to 3.5 outright. Air Force UNLV under 53.5 down to 50, 42-7. Utah State, Colorado State under 54.5 down to 46. What was that? 17-13, I think? 17. Mm-hmm. Wisconsin, Michigan State over 42.5 up to 50. Texas, Iowa State under 55.5 down to 48. Texas State, Troy under 55.5 down to 46.5. That was 17-14.
By the way, good call by Paul Stone. Texas, Iowa State under, I think, was his best bet in the Circa Friday Football Invitational. I notice Paul catches a lot of crap on social media if he has a losing week. That was a great call by him right there. 24-21. Longhorns had to sweat that one out, Paul.
San Jose State, Fresno under 56.5 down to 47. Another great call. That was 17-10. Arizona, Washington over 66.5 up to 73. That game was an aerial circus. Utah, USC over 59 up to 65.5.
Incredible game, by the way. I recorded this game. I've watched it 3 times. It's amazing what happened in this game. By the way, Utah scored touchdowns on 5 of its last 6 possessions, and the one they didn't score, they fumbled at the 3-yard line.
Arkansas, BYU over 57.5 up to 66. That got to 90, I think 101. 101.5 in play.
Is that right?
James Madison, Georgia Southern over 63 up to 67, and Georgia Vandy over 52.5 up to 58. A couple bad beats. Yankees game 4, blow a 2-run lead in the 9th. Giants, Ravens over 45. Barkley falls down. And did the East Carolina, Memphis go over because of the
overtimes?
All the overtimes that they had?
I believe that was the case.
That was wild. Win some, lose some.
I think the Yankees were a really bad beat on Saturday night.
Presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. If your first wager loses, receive a free bet equal to your stake up to $500. Learn more. BetRivers.com. There it is. That's something. 50-1. 60-1. Patriots most points. Arizona fewest points. Highest scoring game. Of course, it's the Colts and Jags. Lowest scoring game, Seattle. You figure it out. Had everything. Michael Lombardi up next. Are we looking at a Bills-Eagles Super Bowl? He'll weigh in. Does the NFL have a Daniel Snyder problem? All that coming up. And the pro tip, think like a contrarian in the NFL. Don't bet on the obvious. 3 dogs of 5-plus points won outright yesterday. We do the pro tip every hour and available for subscribers only at VSiN.com. Rapid fire recap everything in the NFL. And is McCaffrey going to be traded? Lombardi weighs in coming up next.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedatum. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Vilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.